If you've ever felt the urge to get back to the land and be a farmer, you could try this.
Welcome to Farming Simulator 14. This season, we got bigger, better vehicles and tons of new tools.
On your computer, you can bring in digital crops without having to get up early or toil in the hot sun all day. But if you'd like to make it a bit more realistic, the state of Virginia is ready to help you step into the void that will be left by the hundreds of thousands of farmers who'll soon be retiring. And now, we're not talking about a computer simulation. This one's real. Katie Johnston Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project joins us now. Katie, this has been a popular story on VA News.
Caitlin Gibson wrote an article in the Washington Post about this program, which was developed through a partnership among Virginia Tech, the Virginia Cooperative Extension's Loudoun office, and the Loudoun Department of Economic Development.
One thing most folks who are not farmers have in common is a lack of understanding about how complicated it can be to manage a farm.
In fact, the first step of the program is for potential farmers to complete a detailed online worksheet, which helps them think about things they may not have considered, like budgets and timelines and natural resource conservation practices and zoning requirements. And then once potential farmers have completed the online process, they work with county officials to develop a business strategy.
And if they're not discouraged by then, they can start getting their hands dirty.
They also have the option of signing up for a mentorship program with established local farmers. And this can serve as a kind of reality check because they're able to see this type of work firsthand and are actually expected to help with their mentor's farm.
In our next story, Katie, the town of Front Royal is scrapping its prohibition on fortune-telling now that other towns and cities around the country have been told by the courts that such laws violate free expression of religion. So Front Royal is considering a new strategy and hoping that it can at least regulate seers.
According to an article by Alex Bridges in Northern Virginia Daily, local governments can regulate fortune-telling as a business, as something that Virginia Code already allows. At a minimum, for Front Royal's code to conform to state law, the council must remove the section that forbids fortune-telling and reduce the license fee from $400 to $300.
But as the story also points out, some courts have ruled that fortune-telling cannot be regulated as a professional service because it does not have a set of commonly agreed-upon standards. And Katie, that raises a third possibility.
Instead, it could be regulated as a personal service. And council members have also questioned whether the town could regulate the practitioners when they provide the service as spiritual advisors, either for free or by donation. One member pointed out that if the town can't charge church leaders for providing spiritual advice, then it probably shouldn't charge people who provide this service and aren't affiliated with established religions.
As of now, Katie, I guess even the fortune tellers don't know how this one will turn out. Katie Johnston Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around Virginia at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.